All right, I hit record. All right, bye, Samantha. Okay, Joe, can you let me check your levels. What do you sound like? Hit me.
That's, what do you mean that's not fair? I thought you were a nihilist, you fucking crybabies.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. When Aristotle hits the bottle, he uses a waddle to... Ah, Jesus.
I want to hear the end of that, but I guess I'm not gonna. Listen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Just like John Oliver.
That's good.
To the philosophy edition of JBC. I don't know where that's gonna take us. I can't time this right because I can't hear shit.
Nailed it.
Oh my god, I think I accidentally timed it right. Welcome to JBC!
Nailed it. You're the dog now, man. You're the man now, dog.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I right away want our listener to know that...
Yep.
I have a great microphone, but I'm not using it.
Yep.
Because I wiggle that little cord around so much that finally that cord broke. And now I have to use this microphone. I probably sound like I'm calling it, like I'm a call-in, not even a guest, like a, if it were Loveline, it's just somebody calling in and saying, hey, I've got a weird red bump on my dick. Dr. Drew, what do I do about it? Like, no, that's what I'm going to sound like the whole show.
Let's do this. Okay, so let me hear. Listener, did you say that you wiggled it so much that it broke?
Yeah. Good one, Jason. You're on top of it. I can tell. Like, you're ready to go.
I am not on top of that. You wiggle it, it broke, but I am not on top of it. I'll get underneath it, but I am not getting on top of that. I'll get next to it. I'll get it real close. I'll take its picture. I'll buy it flowers, but I'm not getting on top. I will.
Now, Jason.
Sorry.
You are a top.
I am a top, yes.
Well, you are gay, but you're a top and an aggressive one at that.
So I am very, very aggressive. I'm so aggressive that I need more holes than a man can give me, so I just go after women, even though I'm gay. Don't tell my wife. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it did. First, I laughed in my mind,
okay.
And then when I was not... all of a sudden, I wasn't distracted by my own thoughts, and then I realized that what you just said was funny, and then I laughed out loud.
I appreciate that.
That's how the delay works.
I understand. I appreciate that. I thank you. We have some housekeeping things to do. We also have more than two voices tonight. I didn't know how you wanted to run the show, Joe. You want to bring on those extra voices now? You want them to make them wait? What's your druthers?
All right, well... give me the clip that I sent you, and let's just bring in our guests.
Okay.
I'm excited to just start. Let's just all talk together.
Okay, so our guest is going to hear us do our housekeeping then, right? Because we're going to talk about some things that are going to happen on the background part of the show. I'm cool with that. I mean, our guest can hear us now. It's just a matter of we'll hear him or her or they or it. I don't know pronouns anymore, but we'll hear that person, right?
Yeah, I just want you to hit an intro, and then I'll bring in the first guest. I'm excited.
Okay. Here goes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, anybody that listens to the show, Ian, in the future,
well,
you will learn.
I'm a steamroller, baby.
This music right here is a foreshadowing of the appearance of my father, the steamroller, Dutch Fresh, Leon Darrell. Are you there, Dad? Come on in.
Hey, cousins, how's it going?
You're the first person to call us that. I like it. Joe, how long does this intro go on? Should I cut it off or keep it going?
It goes on for a while. I just like the song so much that I couldn't. I'll just
pull it down. It'll be in the background.
Okay.
So, Uncle Leon Darryl, how you doing? How's things out in, where does he live? Where's my uncle live? Joe?
Oh, he lives out in the middle of nowhere in the Rocky Mountains. In a small shack.
Yes, the small shack. You're right there.
Yeah.
You got a tiny house.
Tiny little shack.
Yeah.
One of them counties.
That's not fair. Dad has a beautiful home, but it is in the mountains.
Yeah, but we're going to lie because we don't have people stalking
right,
him.
Right, right. We're supposed to lie. So he lives in an outhouse.
He's
not always taking a shit, but if he has to, he can take a frozen shit on top of another frozen shit. That frozen shit can fuck him in the ass, and that's a callback.
That is a callback. I like that. So what's going on? You brought on your dad, who's my uncle, from the same grandmother. Never mind. For our philosophy episode. Did your dad teach you some philosophy when you were growing up, Joe?
I think, Dad, and maybe you can chime in a little bit. Philosophy, to me, is a... I don't know if I'm really learned about it, but I feel like when I really get down into a deep conversation with my dad, philosophy is really what we're talking about. Now, I might be wrong. I think, Jason, you might be able to school us on the specific semantics or the definition of philosophy is.
What do you mean by semantics?
Well, let me just say the definition.
Let me repeat that for you, Joe. Let me just repeat that for you. What do you mean by semantics?
I get it. Very funny.
That's not my joke. I got that from my friend Chris. Chris, if you're listening, I hope your kids aren't. Thank you for the joke. But go ahead. Define philosophy, Yosef.
That's the thing. I want you to define it because I feel like my definition is, one, wrong, and two, just broad. I feel like it brings in all these different disciplines and all these different ways of thinking, and sociiology is a part of it. I think you can even bring in evolution, psychology, but I feel like philosophy is its own thing, and I'm not sure if I in my mind have really defined it well.
Let me try to help. I just want to know the difference between purpose and meaning.
Ooh, that's deep.
And isn't that a philosophical question?
I think it is, absolutely. 100% philosophical. And therefore, meaningless, right? Because that's what philosophy is. It's completely pointless. So, Joe, I think if your philosophy is that you get to decide what a philosophy is, then by meta definition, you are correct. Your definition is accurate. So I don't think you need to – just give us your definition. I bet you it's spot on.
I think philosophy is, different explanations or theories or perspectives on the meaning of life I'm just going to stick with that.
All right. Yeah. It sounds good to me. I mean, one of the philosophies that I most cotton to is a philosophy that says that life and existence has no meaning. It's absolutely absurd to try to put meaning onto existence, and therefore, screw it. And I'm not making this up. That's an actual philosophy. And so for you to say that philosophy is the study of the meaning of life, I've already come up with a philosophy that says, and the answer to the meaning of life is there isn't one. So
now that's not necessarily nihilism. Anyway, let's not start putting – guess what? You know what my philosophy is?
What?
Turn that guitar music down.
Is it still too loud?
Well, I don't know. It is for me.
Okay,
it is for me.
All right. I've been setting it lower and lower and lower. Let me see.
Off would be good.
Well, off isn't...
Oh, shit. Dad's like, guess what my philosophy is? Turn that shit off.
Well, we could.
which gets me back to the meaning of life. It's important that, you said meaning. There is no meaning. Well, actually, each individual has its own meaning to life, and it's a totally a personal experience, and that's it. Okay. So everybody has a meaning, but the problem is if you take somebody's somebody else's meaning and use it for yourself, it's going to be bullshit. So that's the meaning of life.
The meaning of life is to use your own meaning.
That's correct.
Whatever
it is.
Because
it's all individual.
Well, what if my meaning is, you know, fucking rabbits?
And that's like, great.
Well, you have the rabbit. I want your rabbit so I can fuck it. You are thwarting my will by keeping me from my rabbit.
I thought I had a meaning of life there for a while to be a complete asshole.
Yeah.
Just so other people could know what it's like to see one.
Well, you thought that was your meaning.
But then my meaning changed, which I can do at a moment's notice.
Oh, okay. That's so part of it. Okay.
You know, we're already getting into the weeds, and I wanted to get no, I'm not kidding. I wanted to get into the weeds. That's really that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Someone who might want to join us in the weeds right now is someone who is delightful. Let's put on an intro music and bring on the other guest.
Okay, first let's make sure she can call in. And then I'll play the intro music, unless you want me to just play. Well, it's long intro music. Yeah, I'll just play it while she's calling in. Okay, that's a good idea.
Winging it. That's the meaning of life.
Because you guys made me turn down the guitar music, I have to turn it back up before everything works correctly because, you know, I'm flying by the seat of my pants here.
Is this for Jamie Jenner? Come on.
All right. Answering this call, place your active call on hold. I can't. Not letting me. Tell her to stop and I'll call her. Where is she? I don't even know her name. There she is.
This is great radio.
It is. Alright, I'm calling her right now. Answer the phone. Answer the telephone. There she is.
Hello?
You're there. You're golden.
Hi.
Welcome
guys
to the show, ladies. Hey, Shannon.
Hi!
It's Shags! It's Fun Time Shags!
Hey, everyone!
Alright.
Thank you for having me!
Well, thank you for being here. Shags, we were talking about philosophy.
Yes.
And Uncle Daryl, Leon Daryl, was telling us that his philosophy used to be he was an asshole because he wanted people to see what one looked like. Joe said that his philosophy is the meaning of life, and mine is that there is one. Do you have a philosophy? Or can you define philosophy for us?
Well, I suppose my philosophical quote would be that shame is an emotion for the weak.
Wow. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Well,
can
you know
I say
what?
That?
Absolutely.
That's heavy shit.
Quoting the Karate Kid, I think, is very appropriate.
I mean, I didn't know what else to say other than hi, guys. That was an intense hello.
You know what? Yeah. I think that was pretty hardcore. Like, you came on the show and Jason was like, he pushed you to say something profound right away.
I trust in Shags. I actually have that tattooed. It's actually a tattoo on my son, but it's still a tattoo. I trust in Shags.
Well, I hope that was okay.
It was perfect.
I hope that was okay. Hi, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What did I miss, you guys?
Not much.
Yeah.
No, not a whole lot. It took us forever to get this together. That almost rhymed. But here's the thing. Hey, Shags, are you on a Yeti? Do you have your Yeti kicking?
Well, yes, I am.
Wow.
You've got the best mic of everybody. I could hear it.
Yeah.
She's got the best mic.
She does.
Can you tell that my voice is tinny? I'm calling in. It's like I'm calling in on a Dr. Ruth show or something.
Let's run with that, Joe. So you were saying that you wiggled it until it broke? That was the worst Dr. Ruth impression ever. But I put myself on the spot. Shags, you do. You sound like liquid velvet. It's perfect. Mm. I need to get me one of these Yetis.
Well, Shags, I didn't tell you, but what we were going to try to banter about today is philosophy.
Okay.
And I actually felt, in a way, ill-equipped. Though I think that my father and I do talk about philosophy. It just takes me a while to warm up, and then I might say something profound, but I feel like Jason's got I think Jason can drive the show when it comes to like definitions of different philosophies.
I couldn't agree more. Wikipedia open in front of me. So yeah absolutely. Yeah,
he's gonna open Wikipedia and start.
I'm not gonna. I did it. I have it right here. Yeah. What do you want to know?
Oh, okay. Very good. Well,
look. In Jason, I trust. So yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, that's sweet.
Well, it's, you know, my sound test was about nihilism, and I feel like Jason was already talking about nihilism. No, and I feel like my dad, whether he knows it or not, perhaps is a nihilist.
Could be.
I don't know.
I don't know whether to be mad or not.
I think there's features of nihilism in your way of thinking, Dad. Hey, Jason, why don't you tell us what nihilism is?
And then Dad, let's start there.
Yeah, right. And then Dad, respond to that.
All right. So, you know, nihilism is the philosophical viewpoint that suggests the denial of one or more reputedly meaningful aspects of life is what it is. I don't know where the verb in that sentence was. Is. Nihilism is the philosophical viewpoint that suggests the denial of one or more reputedly meaningful aspects of life. Most commonly, nihilism is presented in the form of existential nihilism, which argues that life is without objective meaning, purpose, or intrinsic value. And then it goes on and on about moral nihilism. It talks about nihilism's epistemological, ontological, and metaphysical forms. And there's a picture of Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's weird.
And, well, hey. That's hey, funny. Look. I think I got it wrong, Dad, because...
Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah.
Though I feel like... Here, let me... I have something to say here. Dad, I know that you do tend to go dark when you're kind of pondering these things, the meaning of life, philosophy in general. You do tend to go dark, but that doesn't mean that you feel there's no meaning to life. In fact, can you expound on that? It's like, it's not that you feel that there's no meaning.
Well, just because I start every sentence with "that's bullshit" doesn't mean I don't believe in some shit, but. But yeah, I go dark in my humor, but, you know, it's my struggle for years has been trying to, you know, turn off my head and try to get something else going on other than my logic. So, but there doesn't seem to be anything there, which is a problem. And, but it's not because I haven't tried. You know, I was telling you the other day about that t-shirt, you know, I wanted to make. I tried meditation, but I kept losing my mind. That's where I'm at. T-shirt.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah,
be a good bumper sticker.
And I get it. I want to clarify for everybody, everybody that's on the show and our listener Ian, that Dad is retired, and that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dad. That's presented kind of an existential challenge for you. It's also given you time. It's also given you time to really try to parse out, tease out the difference between your brain and your consciousness.
That's like, correct.
Yeah.
Because the brain is an instrument utilized, kind of driven by the consciousness. Dad would like to leave the brain basically behind. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. Dad would like to leave his goddamn brain in the ditch so he can just be conscious for a goddamn second.
Yes, that's true. True statement.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of fun.
Well, that, well,
obviously.
I mean.
And this is not such a small challenge either. I've been working on this for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try to turn off my mind and I just go to sleep. And then I wake up and I go, what the hell happened? You know, so it's very odd. It hasn't been proven to me yet that if there is a consciousness that controls your mind, to tell you the truth. But I hope so.
It's, you know what, I'm grafting my own understanding onto you. Maybe you don't understand it that way. It's just that we talk about it a lot. And I feel like we've made this distinction between, you know, what is your consciousness just experiencing things? And then how much does your brain actually get in the way of that? Where it's trying to rationalize things, it's trying to direct you, it's trying to motivate you. When maybe the best thing, or like real peace of mind, is found when you just release the instrument of your brain and are able to experience things in total peace.
I agree with that.
Well said, yeah. You know, I wrote that that little essay on bliss. I was going to have, I was going to give that to Jason and have him ad lib it throughout the thing, and I think it would sound great.
Sure.
Wait, I want to clarify that. Now, would he be reading it?
I want him to add to it. I want him to do his thing with that. You know, I would love on this show if we could get that to him, to have him read it and just fill in where he thinks it ought to be. You know.
Okay.
Do you have it? Can you email it to him? Are we really? Can we wing it to that level at this point?
I have no idea.
Holy shit! Wow.
Maybe.
All right.
I'll try it while you guys are talking.
Yeah. Well, here. You know what? I want to ship this over to Shags. Shags.
Yeah.
What are your views? This is the philosophy episode. So, like, what are your? I know, right? But goddamn it, just give
you know,
it to
you
me.
Could have at least warned me.
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna try and be productive here and tell you guys that I don't actually. You guys are talking about the meaning of life, right? Philosophy, the whole.
Yeah, I mean, you right? can even like, you know what? How about this?
Okay,
comes to interacting with people, or like, what do you think is the most important thing? Like, what drives you?
I guess you can't, like, to me, you can't find that meaning or that the meaning of life per se or whatever is important to you unless you actually know what it means to you and what life means to you. So it's important. Whatever is important to you may not be the same for the next person. And I guess that's what, you know, I'm more of a spiritual person. So I guess that's more of my mindset. Like, you know, nobody really exists on purpose. And I guess everyone's, you know, going to go sometime. So
that's right.
Whatever your meaning of life is,
I had a feeling
it floats your boat.
I had a feeling, and by the way, the show's not over yet. I had this like wager in my brain that actually the most profound thing that would be said would be by you, Shags. Now, no pressure. I'm just saying, you've almost already done it.
I mean, realistically, I just hopped on here and, you know, shit, guys, the meaning of life is too deep to be fucking approximated. Leave me alone. I don't even know what you want from me. I mean, this is deep shit that I didn't know I was getting involved in today. However, you know...
Hey, Jason,
yeah.
Do you have a clip? All right, I'm just going to take a little sidestep here. I was check this out, Shag. You know, I think it was a show or two ago. I found this clip of you, and what you said is really funny, and Jason keeps hitting the button. And it's a lot of funny. It's a lot of funny. Wow.
Suck a dick.
Anyway. My response to what you said suck naturally on the show kind of slipped. Yeah.
I heard that episode. Yeah. I love that episode.
Anyway, I wanted you to be here and just really a quick, just an aside from philosophy and all this deep shit.
Okay, thank you.
That we've pulled you into so we can like bring some levity into this. Right. Jason, can you play the clip? Do you have the clip?
I do. Let's contextualize it so it fits with the philosophy. Sure. So I'm gonna say that philosophically speaking, anybody who thinks that they know what they're talking about is completely wrong. And if you're not, you know, if you're not the sort of person who's given to normal thought, like I think most of you are, if you're just sort of one of these ape-like creatures who goes around existing and not bothering to give a goddamn, then really you should, I don't know, you should you should consider suicide. What do you think about that, Shags?
Suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker. Booyah!
That is the real purpose of life, bitches.
That's right. Hell damn it, yeah. What was I talking
anyway,
about?
Anyway, I was just endlessly delighted by... I didn't realize... I had this response to, when you said that on the show where that the show where that fucking clip came from. You said that and just I couldn't help it. I had like a knee jerk, almost like Tourette's response, and it really made me happy.
Good times. Oh, so.
Amazing.
Too much fun.
Well, and look, you know, honestly, one of the reasons why I do this podcast and one of the reasons why I think my dad is such a great guy and Jason is such a great guy and you, Shags, are such a great person is that I think spiritually, philosophically, maybe one of my favorite things and what brings me joy and meaning in my life is just laughing my ass off.
Yes.
And so, you know. Is this a comedy episode or is this a philosophy episode?
Absolutely.
I feel like there's an overlap there.
Who the hell is this?
So, Dad, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Use myself too much.
Well, we don't have any bells and whistles today. In fact, I'm going to call you Dad Bells. And wait, no, Dad, you are whistles, and yeah. Shags, you are bells.
That's
all we got.
When you say we don't have any bells and whistles, do you mean we don't have any ads?
Oh, wait. Do you have a fucking ad?
I have a fucking ad.
Sorry, I'm just saying fucking because I want to collect some
sure.
Fuck words.
Maybe we could just, for a moment, we could all say fuck in different funny ways and not only improve the quality of this podcast, but also make it so that my... therapist who sometimes listens to the show has to turn it off because she's in the car with her kids. I mean, not
that, wow, really?
Not that I'm trying to do that to her or them, but you know, it's funnier when I go into therapy and she says I tried to listen to your episode in the car with the kids and then you start talking about and then she tells me and I laugh inside. If I go into therapy and she's like, you know, I listened to your episode on philosophy. It was very cogent, and I was able to listen to the whole thing in the car. I'd be like, what the fuck does cogent mean?
God damn.
Here, yeah. Now listen. Okay, so this is what we're going to do as an aside, because apparently we still are a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Certainly we're an obscene podcast. Yeah. I'd like for us all to take turns. Say a sentence or two, and make sure to say the word fuck at least three times. Who would like to begin?
I'll do it.
Okay, Shags, hit it.
And then I'm just gonna go with the philosophical theme.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna end. I think I figured out what the meaning of life is.
Awesome.
So I'm just gonna wrap it up.
Word.
Don't be a fucking dick.
That's.
Can I go next?
Yeah.
Yes. Fuck. Please.
Yeah. Fuck you, you fucking fucker.
That's pretty
nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that more than three?
Jason, I go next? Or
I can go if you want to. I'm gonna do my thing, I guess. I don't know if this is my thing.
Jason, why don't you fucking go, you fucking piece of fucking shit.
All right, well, philosophy is the fucking study of general and fucking fundamental problems concerning fucking matters, such as existence, fucking knowledge, values, reasons, bullshit, mind, and your mom's butt and language. Fuck it.
Ah,
yes.
Just great. Fucking live, baby, live.
That's meaningful, man.
It has no purpose.
Chex, yeah. we've gotten down to it. You did. You wrapped it up, and we're gonna have to move on to a different topic because Chex just got it. No, well, I'm just.
I mean, well, thanks, guys. It took me a minute. I was stoned before I even came on this podcast. In my fucking defense, motherfuckers.
Oh man, I don't
sorry.
Have this.
Sorry, Dad. My apologies.
About being stoned, or calling me a motherfucker.
For calling you a motherfucker.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Okay, thank you.
Did you say that you were stoned before you came on the podcast, but you're not now. Uh-huh. I mean, philosophically,
I am now. I am you still. Are. You are. I am still.
Okay.
That is a statement of one who is stoned, where they go, oh. You
am
know
I
what?
Allowed to say that? Oh, yeah.
I don't see
yeah,
why
I
not.
Am. Of course
I am. Of course you are.
Legal.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's legal.
It's legal.
And, it's legal somewhere. And, right? And as long as the person's listening to our podcast where it's legal, then mm-hmm. I think it's fine, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Just totally, totally, 100% okay.
Smoke weed hey, every day. I've
there we go.
Say what, Dad?
Smoke I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, what? Hmm?
Hey, this is I've got a direction to go here.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, Joey, I emailed you that document.
Oh, you emailed me that document?
I did.
What?
Dad, here's the thing, Shags. We're all writers. I don't know if you're right.
Sorry about that.
It was not me.
Scooby?
What?
Well, it's not that we're published writers, but I do feel like we're all pretty good writers. I'm biased. I'm related to these people. I like what they have to present in the written word and in the verbal expression. But Jason is a writer. I'm reading one of his books right now. It's really fucking really good.
And I'm not surprised by any of this, actually.
And I've read the essays and I don't even know. Some of them aren't even essays. They're just kind of explorations by my father. And he's a very good writer, too. Now, Dad, you've sent me a document.
Yes.
Via Yahoo Mail, correct?
Yes, Yahoo.
All right. Now, your wish would be to have Jason read this and kind of
embellish.
Yes. Interject his own.
Interject his own thoughts and feelings as he reads it. I think that'd be hilarious.
Ooh.
All right. So now, because I'm on the spot, I'm going to have to get this to Jason somehow. So you guys are going to have to banter. While I do this, you guys are going to have to take just do it.
I could do my ad. I could do my.
Oh,
do
shit.
The ad. Yeah. That's there we perfect. Go.
You want me to do that? Okay. And if this is, I'm going to make this contextually appropriate. One of the things that is discussed in philosophy, as you know, is the mind-body problem. You alluded to it earlier when you were talking about, you know, the difference between your brain and your consciousness. And I think in the words of Carl Pilkington, who he put it best when he said, "Who's in charge, me or my brain?" And as goofy as that sounds, it actually is kind of poignant because it suggests there's willpower and then there's also our natural tendencies. So in terms of the mind, I can't really make any suggestions, but I do have a suggestion to make sure that your body is doing everything it can. Because let's face it, you can't really exercise your mind to its fullest potential if your body is a piece of shit, right? So with that in mind, I will now read this ad that Larko sent over, which concerns the body.
I thought you were reading the ad. Go ahead.
I just made that up. Okay, I'll get started. Okay. Dale Corning is 49 years old and reasonably fit for his age. He's got a bit of a paunch and a receding hairline and poor posture. But one time at the beach, he sucked in his gut right as two knockouts in Bermuda bikinis walked by, and they didn't laugh or giggle, so he's calling that a good sign. And yet, Dale has one health problem, his colon. Some days he spends more time on the family throne than he does on his lazy boy, which is great for reading the classics but terrible for watching baseball. Just because beer comes in a can doesn't mean you can take one to the can with you. And on other days, it's like someone opened up the sluices on the anus dam back there. Dale's guts start to gurgle, flop sweat beads on his forehead, and then it's a mad dash through the house to the bathroom where he drops 7 pounds of water weight and winds up crying in the shower for 45 minutes. Dale has been to his fair share of proctologists and internists and gastroenterologists and even a suspiciously aggressive chiropractor. He's had so many hands up his ass, he's starting to feel like a potato chip bag at a tween girl's sleepover. And they all say the same damn thing. Fiber. Fiber will keep the train rolling without letting it careen off the tracks. Fiber will deliver the mail without making your mailbox feel like the primary address of every trans whore in Thailand. And other rather inept analogies. Fiber is key. But Dale can't walk around all day, stuffing bran muffins in his face and guzzling split pea soup and snorting lines of chia seeds. So what's he going to do? I'll tell you what he's going to do. Introducing Fiber Lick on a Stick by Larco. You've heard of a salt lick, right? Well, this is just like that, except instead of a cow licking away at a 50-pound cube of sodium chloride, it's you slob-gobbling a 3-ounce fiber pop made of the finest psyllium this side of Piscataway, New Jersey. Fiber Lick on a Stick comes in a wide variety of flavors, including toasted toast, grainy grass, cardboard crush, and, of course, Ariana Grande. Don't let your asshole be an asshole. Get right, get regular, get a Fiber Lick on a Stick today.
Wonderful.
Wow. Can I say something?
Yeah.
Anus dam. Poor Dale. I mean.
Yeah.
A Fiber Lick on a Stick. Ugh. And also, I freaking loathe Ariana Grande.
Well, don't get that flavor then.
Just can't even. And that's just the beginning. But I'll just stop.
So, Shags, the Larco guys have something about Ariana Grande, it just keeps coming up.
Does?
Coming up. But enough about my
people. I haven't.
They also keep talking about Ariana Grande.
I haven't. Do they? I haven't noticed. I read these. Maybe it's. I really. When I read, I don't really understand what I'm reading. You know what I'm talking about? You can like read something out loud, but you don't really. You're concentrating.
Called dissociation. I get it.
Yeah.
Actually, when you read. Because you don't write this shit. So no. When they give it to you, I think sometimes you just. You put it forth, like you read it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you dissociate. So you just get through it. You have no emotional response.
None.
You're not connected to it in any way.
And why would he be, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Half the time, I feel the same way when I'm listening to it.
Okay, mm-hmm. So perfect. Yeah, I usually think about World of Warcraft when I'm reading these ads. So, which is weird because I don't play it, but I just think about it. I've heard of it.
Now, so this is interesting because I've just forwarded you an essay by my father. Hi, Dad. You still there?
I'm still here, sir.
All right. Well, your request might be accommodated. Let's see. Jason, it's I sent it to your email.
Yeah.
Do you have
it? Yeah, it starts off with... Okay, should I just start going and we'll see, or should I bring it in as we're doing the show?
No, I want you to read it once to yourself and then throw in your typical emotion and input where you'd like to.
Okay, I will do that.
Why don't you do it once over? And
You guys keep talking. And
I wanted to ask you, Dad, we had this conversation, I don't know, maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. Here's the thing. If we're talking about philosophy, I felt like me and you might really be able to get into something and get hardcore about it. But I can't – I feel like we have great conversations all the time, but I can't I'm trying to go back through the files in my brain and be like, come on, let's bring up a really good conversation that we had before and maybe just kind of recap it or like, you know – stoke that conversation and come back to it, that type of thing. But here's the problem. Wait, Dad, here's the problem. And I hate to cut you off. Tell me if you can remember this. And that's a foolish thing because Dad is in the moment all the time. Moments that happened before almost don't exist. Well, that is, he can't really pull details from those previous moments. I think Dad, you learn from all these conversations and all these thoughts that you have, but you can't like cite them. You can't be like, hey, remember that conversation we had in 2003? Like, you can't do that. Neither can I.
No.
But do you remember when I said something? And I wonder if this stuck with you. I said something about being alive is almost like playing Super Mario Brothers, and if you're Mario, you must actually do something. If you're just Mario standing there, and that's what meditation is. It's like, stop playing the game. Stop playing the game and just have Mario stand there and do nothing. And there's like fucking Goombas coming at him, and there's like little snail turtles coming at him. But that's okay. Just stand there, and it's Mario, and you are Mario. Well, my whole point in that conversation, and maybe you can remember this conversation, is to a certain degree, you must move and operate. Like, you've got to do it. And you almost have to use your brain to do that. In fact, you must. You must use your brain.
I remember that. And what it reminds me of is how much I hate fucking monks.
Yes! Oh my God!
Monks are full of shit, man.
They are.
You know?
And they never have enough lube, and they're always like, stop it, stop it. I hate fucking monks.
Yeah, anybody can be blissful if you're sitting up on a mountain and somebody's feeding you potatoes every day, you know? I'm shit. Yeah, get out there and get a job.
That's other monks, by the way, Dad.
What?
There's no one to feed you potatoes if you're a monk.
They grow potatoes. They grow vegetables and eat them on occasion.
Do you hear this, Shags?
I'm with him. Sorry.
Oh, totally. But this totally pisses my dad off. Like,
I know. Don't start me on Hare Krishnas.
The scourge of every airport.
You're right. Anyway, continue about your hatred about monks.
Well, it's like you're saying. They're Mario Brothers, man. That ain't moving. Not playing. They're not active in society. They just hide themselves away, and they'll come out and beg for money every once in a while, you know, and then put themselves like they know shit better than I do. And I guarantee you that is fucking
stuck up monks with their poverty and their potatoes and shit. Think they know everything. Fuckers.
Bossy ass bitch.
Yeah.
Now listen.
We're talking.
Now the funny thing about this is that, and you I think you'll be able to you'll be able to admit this. The fact is, especially in your retirement, you want to have silence of mind and inactivity.
I think
this really gets down to like what your inner conflict is that you fucking hate monks, and yet the silence of mind is what you want.
You hate,
Dad, what you're trying to aim for.
That's correct. That is correct.
Oh, God. What a
dilemma, huh?
Yeah, right?
But I let's get back to Mario because, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been on level one, man. I have not progressed.
I want to give you credit, Dad. This is what your life is. You're not on fucking level one. Dad, you've been active. You've been playing the game the whole goddamn time. You saved the princess like 50 times, and now that you're retired, you're like, here I am, I'm Mario, and now I don't want to do anything. Guess what? There's still fucking Goombas coming at you. There's still fucking turtles coming at you. You want to jump and stomp on them. You want to go down into a pipe. You want to swim through the little, you know, Mario water land. But
da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
But you want to stop.
Yes. Yes.
That is
but...
the dilemma. In fact, the whole Mario thing kind of explains it. How can you stop when the world continues to move around you and you need to respond to it?
Well, I think we need to change games. I'm kind of like in Frogger. I'm more like Frogger, you know. I jumped on this log here called retirement, and I'm just going downstream. I think that's more the analogy that I use. What is that noise?
That was Jason making you Frogger noises.
Yeah.
I mean, duh.
Hey, Shags, this is fun. Now, and this is the thing, this being a meta podcast, Jason and I are like, we'll pick something to talk about, and we can't help it. We'll keep going back to, like, obscenities or music or video games. We can't help it.
Clearly,
guess what?
Yes.
We're back on fucking video games.
It's a Mario.
It's a me, a Mario.
Ah, it's a me. Mario.
All right. But hey,
guys, let's
spaghetti meatballs.
And the pizza. I was, just, I was going to bring up how great the Mario movie was. Not the Mario movie, the Super Mario movie. I don't mean to forget about Luigi, but the Goombas, the whole situation. It was a great movie, underrated. And whatever Rotten Tomatoes says, they're wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Shags.
What?
All right.
Don't disagree with me. I'm going to be upset.
You okay, are my friends.
Okay, I won't disagree with you, but I'll just flat out say, okay, this isn't the movie episode, but let me tell you the top three worst movies ever made.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that one?
No.
Oh God, no.
No, and out of respect for you, I won't mention that. It's in the top 20.
Mamma mia.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Of the best movies ever made, Shags. Oh yeah.
We can agree to disagree.
Right. Anyway, this is philosophy. Woo-hoo. By the way, there's a lot of overlap here. This is philosophy because what you think is a good movie actually reflects your philosophy.
Oh,
it really does.
Oh. Like
The movies that you find most meaningful reflect your philosophy. In fact, I can speak for my father here.
Okay.
Speak for me, son.
Okay.
Keep on it, yo.
Now, I don't know if this is number one, but I know that at least in the top five is Groundhog Day.
Oh, God, yes.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yes, I agree.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Apologize
for the Super Mario movie, Shags.
No, I won't. No, I'm not going to apologize for Super Mario and Groundhog Day. I mean, come on. The kitten falling out of the tree. I mean, it's just beautiful, beautiful movie.
So I'm sorry, Jason, but check this out. Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Talk to us just a little bit. Give us a few minutes about Groundhog Day. How do you feel about that movie?
Well, it's really the meaning of life, you know. actually, it's about reincarnation and all that good shit. And now I've noticed lately that when small children, I mean, like maybe 3 or 4 months old, maybe up to a year old, when they look at me, they know that I'm fucked. Yeah. You can see in their eyes that, you know, these kids are like old souls. You know, it's been like they're 5th or 6th time, you know, going through maybe 100 times, who knows? And I truly feel like I'm kind of new at this shit. And so I'm trying to get a life correct is Groundhog's Day. Trying to get one life done properly is really the goal. And man, how many people fail at that shit, you know? So that's Groundhog Day for you. So it's very meaningful if you believe in reincarnation.
I'm a drunk pimp.
You know what? You know, I don't think you even have to believe in reincarnation. I just think it's about like how lessons. I think you'll agree with me, Dad. Like lessons they keep slapping you in the face, and who you are is, and how you feel has everything to do with are you learning your lesson? Because if you're not, it's going to come back at you again and again and again, even in one lifetime.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And that to me is what that movie means. By the way, we've talked about that at length, Dad, but that you don't need to believe in reincarnation. I don't know if I do or not, but I think is really funny, Dad?
I almost have to.
You look directly, like these kids, these small children, look directly into your soul. Your interpretation of that is, these kids know that I've only been here once, and they're much more experienced than I am, and they know that I'm full of shit.
They do. They know. And it's by their expression. They go, oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. You know, that's just what I see in their little faces. And then, you know, after I stare back at them a little bit and you know, we don't have a conversation, but we glance at each other a few times. And then eventually they'll just break out laughing like, oh, fuck it, you know. there's no reason to get serious about this shit. The guy's posed and, you know, let's just go on.
And you're getting from these kids like, Oh, they're way more comfortable in this situation than I am.
Exactly.
This is completely unfamiliar. Like, I'm on training wheels here, and they're wobbling. I'm about to fall into a ditch. These kids are fucking... These kids are really comfortable with this, and they're laughing at me. They're laughing at me.
Have any of you guys experienced that when a child looks at you and looks concerned and like what the fuck?
Looks concerned.
Oh, they look concerned, like, what are you doing, man? You know, and they can't talk, but it's just a feeling that you get from them. I think it's just me. I don't know. Very odd.
I don't know. It's weird because that means I don't think you believe in reincarnation, but I think that you entertain the thought, and then it manifests itself in this like dark thought about kids who have been here longer than you.
That's right. And
you're this goddamn inexperienced idiot, and they're looking right into your soul, and you're like, "You're right. I don't know what I'm doing. Clearly, you know what's happening, and I don't."
Exactly. Oh, little shits.
and so this is what we've done to give Jason time. To kind of do this exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you embellish it, Jason?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I could certainly try, and if I fuck it up, I'll tell you what my philosophy is.
You cannot fuck it up. I mean, if you get several of the words I wrote, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's do this. I'm going to read this now.
Let's set it up.
Does this have a title? Should I give it a title? It does. The title is
Mowing the Grass.
Okay, so that's the title. Okay, here we go. I'm going to mow. That's not the right tone. Let me set a new tone. I'm going to mow the grass. No, that's not what you guys want to hear.
No, that's not it.
Not quite.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
I'm going to grow a motherfucking grass after I diss. No, I'm not going to.
Shags, don't hold back. Okay, here we go.
I'm going. This is tougher than I thought. I'm going to mow the grass after I write this. I just finished looking at my dog. He's only able to walk a few steps at a time, and it's not getting any better. Sad to think his life may be coming to an end and that I will need to be part of the process to end it. I like to think these happy thoughts that make everyone else happy, too, apparently. Anyway, he didn't write that. I did. Anyway, this is not going as well as I thought, but I'll just keep going. The day before yesterday, I heard someone with angry words. I was mad at myself, and I used a person who I cared for as a mirror so I could put myself down and express every negative thought that had been building up inside of me. That's deep, dude. That is like Dr. Phil deep. Nice. Note for the future, use a real mirror. Don't use other people for this purpose. A real mirror won't get broken. Okay, so yes, it will. That's kind of why we use people, because they heal, mirrors don't. But, you know, point taken. Let's move on. Oh, wow. Looking for some peace of mind, .. Bliss. It's legal here and where I am, and it's legal where you are. So I think that, anyway, I think I could use some bliss, but I'm not sure I would recognize the feeling. Oh, that's also very deep. You wouldn't recognize the feeling. I would imagine bliss happens in some perfect moment of perfect reality. I'll call it a true reality. Oh, call it anything. Call it a cab. So now I need to define true reality. Here goes. And by the way, you guys chime in. Am I doing what you wanted here with the thing?
Yeah, you're good, man.
With the comments? Okay.
I'm fucking entranced. Continue.
Good. You're fucking all right.
Carry on.
True reality is a brief and forever. Do you see what he did there? Brief and forever. I mean, just think about those two, brief and forever. True reality is a brief and forever. It's either stupid or deep, and sometimes I can't tell the difference. I'm inclined to go benefit of the doubt. It's brilliant. It's deep. True reality is a brief and forever moving moment between the past and the future, as opposed to moving between 15th and 16th Avenue. I don't know. Between the past and the future. That sounds good. I like that little tag he put on the end. I'm going to read that sentence again. True reality is a brief and forever moving moment between the past and the future. That sounds good. All right, done. Let's put down. Give me a beer. The future is changing into past as I write. It is hard for me to keep up sometimes. I fall back into the past and either good or bad, depending on what and how I choose to think about the past. That's my reality. Okay, that's super duper deep, and I'm not just saying that. It is. It really is. Also, that sentence structure is awesome. I mean, it is hard for me to keep up sometimes, period. And then I fall back into the past And either good or bad, depending on what and how I choose to think about the past, that's reality. That is a multi-level. I used to teach English, guys, and that sentence would have gotten an A. Boom.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And you know what's even better about that? That sentence right there, that sentence was 26 words. Here's the next sentence. Not perfect. Huh? He went from, I fall back to the past, neither good or bad, depending on what and how I choose to think about the past. That's my reality. Not perfect. Not true.
Wow.
Brilliant. Sometimes I realize that I'm behind, so I try to pick up the pace, chasing that moving moment, but I can't slow down and go, but I can't slow down and go right into the future. I go too far and stay there too long, and either good or bad, depending on what and how I choose to think about the future, that's my reality. Not perfect. Not true. Dude. Joe, I just got a chill down my spine. You said, and I've read this four times, you said, Joe, that we're all good writers. Proof is right there in the pudding.
Uncle, all right, I'm going to continue.
Beautiful.
Uncle Leon Darrell, this is pudding.
May I continue, Dad?
Oh, you want to pick it up now with the next sentence?
If you don't mind.
No, please do. Yeah.
Just because of my own narcissism.
Daddy, may I?
What was that?
Okay, here we go.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What?
It sounded like you said
nothing.
I thought you said, "Dad, date my eye."
I said, "Daddy, may I?"
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were speaking like some other language or something, and I was super intrigued.
No.
Like you said in some language, you said, "Oh my God, this is fucking awesome,"
which sounds crude. No, didn't do that.
Okay. Not what. Okay, Joe, please go ahead.
If bliss is found somewhere in true reality, I can understand why bliss is going to be hard for me to experience. I have a problem keeping my thoughts exactly between the past and the future. I am very seldom where bliss can be found. Maybe the challenge is to think equally about the past and the future. Stay in a true reality. This could be a lot of thought or none at all. As long as it's the same amount, either good or bad. If I can do this, at least I will be spending more time where bliss has an opportunity to happen. Bliss, I think, is somehow connected with good thoughts, or maybe just neutral thoughts. Neither good nor bad. I'm sure I'm right on this. Or am I? I think I'll just go with good thoughts for now. Neutral is hard to imagine, but I'll try if necessary. I'm going to stop writing now. I'm going to look for bliss while I mow the grass.
That's...
Wow.
That's some good stuff right there.
That's profound.
It is. I'm telling you, Uncle, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't know if you're going to like it when I tell you. But
okay, here it goes.
Here it is. I mean, I read this four times. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know it's a buzzword and everybody poo-poos buzzwords, but you were talking about mindfulness. You just...
Yes.
That's it.
That's true.
You were talking about mindfulness. You were talking about being here and now, not back there, not up there. You were talking about mindfulness. And I wouldn't say that mindfulness is a philosophy, so to speak, although it lends itself to... Or there are some philosophies that lend themselves to trying to achieve a kind of mindfulness. You could say stoicism is a kind of mindfulness. You could say that existentialism without dread is a kind of mindfulness.
You could even say that nihilism is a kind of mindfulness because it releases all meaning.
Well,
yeah, like sarcasm. Yeah. A little bit.
Like sarcasm. It releases all meaning.
It does.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, no, I think that like anything else, it's just something that one has to practice. You have to practice mindfulness. I mean, if you want to achieve bliss, then you have to – this is going to sound dumb, but it's true. You have to be blissful and practice being blissful. I mean, you wrote it out, and I think you kind of – defined it for yourself, and never mind if it doesn't work for anybody else. For you, it is, yeah. The past is, can't change it. The future is unknowable, so be here now. And I think you captured it perfectly when you said, you know, I'm going to mow the grass because that's right now. It's not that mm-hmm. my dog used to be able to walk. It's not that my dog is going to be dead. It's that I'm mowing the grass right now. Fuck the dog.
Yep. It's doing something that's mindless and needs to be done and is somewhat productive that doesn't take a lot of thought is truly a place where you can have mindfulness or peace of mind, period.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's split some hairs here real quick in the last 5 seconds of the podcast. Don't worry, I won't start the music till we're done with this topic. But I think there is a subtle but necessary difference between being mindful and being meditative. I think that if you're not thinking, if you've cleared your mind and there's no thought whatsoever, that is kind of the goal of a deep kind of meditation, maybe a Zen meditation or whatever, right? Whereas mindfulness, there are thoughts there, but their thoughts are in the moment. You're thinking about what you are doing right now. You're thinking the smell of the grass, the sound of the mower, mm-hmm. the color of the sky. You're definitely aware of yourself, aware of your existence, and you can be mindful and be unhappy or uncomfortable, right? It's just that you acknowledge that that is how things are right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well said.
So, and it's a release of, by the way, I know you're about to hit the fucking music, Jason.
No, I'm not.
I hate you for it.
I'm not going to hit it.
I need to say something. Listen, here's the thing. Okay, remember when you came, we were actually face to face once in the last year. And
just kidding. Sorry.
Oh, God. Now, listen, this is interesting, and this is a psychological concept, which is it's a neurological concept. That is, there are things that are procedural. That is, if you learn something to a certain degree, it becomes a secondary procedural task. You don't think about it. It's something that you can just do. For instance, mowing the grass. Or if you've played a song enough on a guitar, it becomes procedural. It's not conscious. It's not intentional. It's not an intentional thing. It's something where you can hit the button and it is a procedural thing. And you mm-hmm. can be mindful and almost meditative when you have procedural things happening. That is, in fact, I think the video game, here I am back on video games, Tetris becomes a procedural thing. It's something that the back of your mind starts to take control of. You're not intentionally doing it. Your brain has learned how to do it on its own. In fact, on the deepest level, your heart beating is a procedural thing. Your heart beating is not something that you do intentionally. It's something that your brain has learned how to do on an evolutionary level long ago. Now, we do this all the time. We move things from intentional to procedural all the time. Procedural things are very, very good when it comes to mindfulness and being in the moment. You can just be with your procedural existence and be aware of it while not being intentional about it. And to me, that is a form of meditation. Does that make sense?
For sure. It's like a moment by moment awareness of your thoughts, you know?
Right. I hear you.
You're absolutely right, because no thought is kind of a monkish, bullshittish thing sometimes. It really is. Be active. Be active and listen and try to control your thoughts. Try to have thoughts and not judge them. And where are they at in the big scheme of the universe? That, and if you can look at that and make some adjustments, that's what the meaning of life is, in my opinion.
Holy shit, did we get down to the meaning of life at the end?
Well, that's what we wanted to get to, I thought. Yeah.
I was hoping that we could do it.
Right,
maybe we did it. We believed in ourselves.
Hey, Joey, you know, we got to end this up like we always do if we ever, you know, me and Joey will start talking about a peanut butter sandwich, and then all of a sudden we're talking about the fucking universe. It's an amazing process.
That's how the best conversations are started.
That's exactly. But at the end of it, we both say, hey, I think we got this shit figured out. And we both look at each other and go, that bullshit.
Hey, Dad, I'll talk to you next time where it's a completely clean slate and we haven't learned anything.
Well, there you
nothing.
Go.
Nothing.
That's that's philosophy 101. That's Plato, right? Everything. All I know is that I know nothing. I mean,
that's great.
I mean, I think
let's talk about the secular practice of mindfulness next time.
Okay,
I'd really
sure.
appreciate that.
When you said secular, that made me think of sex. And our next episode is going to be about Valentine's Day, which is all about
shit.
Sex. Yeah.
See how he does this? See how he does that?
That's called that's called a segue or a segue.
Genius.
It is. It's a sex way.
It's a sex way. Listen, Joe, you wanted to record on Tuesday, but unfortunately, I will not be available on Tuesday. Here's why. I'm going to tell you why. This is the literal truth. I am opening for my cousin who's doing a stand-up comedy set for and I'm opening for him that evening.
Oh
so.
My gosh, congrats, bruh.
Thank you. No, he always throws me a bone. He's a nice guy. So I don't know if you're available Monday, Joe. Wednesday itself is Valentine's Day. Would Monday work for you, dog, by any chance?
Dog?
It only
Gerald,
works.
Did you hear them? He called him dog.
No, I don't. Hey, Jason, that only works for me if dog is spelled D-A-W-G.
It is. It is. You're getting a little quiet there, G.
Oh,
but
shit, okay. So you keep telling me to lean in. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I wonder if I listen to this, will I be able to hear my voice at all, or is it just going to be a fucking disaster?
It'll be – you like that cartoon Garfield without Garfield? Have you seen that? Or, or Garfield without John?
It's a classic.
You know what I'm talking about?
Let me say this.
That's what the podcast is going to be. Yeah. JBC without Joe.
Oh, Jesus. Some of the most fun episodes that we've ever done have the most terrible audio, and it's like unlistenable. That's too bad.
It is.
But here, let me tell you this.
I think we're getting better, though. you'll be fine, Joe.
The last two episodes were maybe my two favorite episodes. That's a good sign.
Yeah, audio's getting better.
Here, let me tell you this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you can't do the Tuesday thing because both my wife and Jen Powers. Wait, is that her real name?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. She's powerful, but I don't know where I came up with that name.
She's like She-Ra, you know. She's powerful.
But they were both going to be on the show, so if we can't do it on Tuesday, I'm gonna have to figure this out. I think maybe I can get them both on Monday, and that's good. And here's a cool thing, Shags.
What's that?
I've got – okay, for the Valentine's Day episode, not only do I have a montage that I'm very proud of, and I'm not even done with it yet.
Oh.
It's just – while making this montage, I have laughed until I've cried, so it's got to be good, right? It's got to be good.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, and it's –
Holy moly.
Jiminy, holy cow! Anyway, but there's also an ad that I was writing it, and I realized, Shags, you can attest to this. I decided that Shags should do this ad, not me,
yes.
Because it's just better. It's just it'll just
I,
be better.
I should do the Valentine's Day ad.
Oh,
I mean, I should
clearly.
And by the way,
what I'm telling you is, and this is kind of part of our convention on this, it's the way we do it. I can't give the surprise. It's a surprise.
So Largo's just going to like send it over and I'm just going to have like, what, 20 minutes to figure out how to say it?
No, be clear about this. Like Largo is one thing. My job on this is to actually bring in different and constantly like it's
ever changing.
It's an ever changing. It's a rotating cast of different products, and this product is great. And the copy that goes along with it is so good that I can't do it myself. I need Shags to do it.
I'm in. Yeah, I mean, just let me know and send it over, and you know, zippity-doo-dah.
Yeah, we'll work it out, Jack. Here, Jason, here's the thing. We can't do it. We can't do it on Tuesday.
Did you get my reference there, guys?
I did.
Yeah, I did. Okay, I've said all I can say. We're going to have to try and do this on Monday. That's fine. I've got all my shit locked and loaded. But, Shags, you're going to have to come and record this shit on Sunday, I guess.
Sunday, let's talk.
Let's.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. Hey, good show, folks. Did we learn anything philosophically?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, Uncle Daryl, in closing, I really do hope that you can find that bliss, and I really do recommend marijuana and or alcohol and or Zoloft. I got to tell you, this Zoloft thing is, oh, geez. I tell you what, it's, have I already said I'll tell you? I'll tell you what. Come on. Yeah. It's good stuff. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Dad, thanks for coming on the show. Shags, thanks for coming on the show.
Woohoo!
Always enjoy it. Good time.
Dad, I want you to write me a haiku for next time. Please.
Absolutely. Hey,
would you do that for me? I'd love one.
Hey, Joey, send her that document so she'll have it.
I want to see it. Yeah, please.
God damn, that is a beautifully written piece.
It truly was. It really was. I really enjoyed listening to it.
Well, what's good about it, I've had other people read it. When you read it in your own voice and it actually, you click with it, you will fucking cry.
Dude, I fucking closed my eyes when he started reading it. I was like, what's happening to me? Why am I being so sappy right now? I almost like questioned myself if I should just hang up.
No, and then my brother, he reads it, and he makes a PowerPoint out of the past. I sent that to you, Joey. Send her the PowerPoint.
My brother is
so business, man. You know, he's like, well, fuck. This should be a PowerPoint. This is good shit. And so Dan made a PowerPoint. He did.
Oh, my God. That's way too funny.
Well done.
Yeah, I remember I talked to Dan once, and I was telling him how I was really down, and like maybe it was like clinical depression, and he thought it would be good to bullet point that and maybe put it on a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
And I was like, I don't know if that's the right fucking approach.
I think we need a banner. Oh, are we still on the air?
Are we still on?
Yeah.
That's cool. My God.
I thought we said goodbye.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Oh, so long from the tiny house.
Hey, Dad, this is good. Now, every single show, I do like a scream at the end that is based on something we talked about. Give me the scream. What do you want me to scream?
Fucking monks, man.
Perfect. All right, give me a minute. Let's chill for a second. Fucking fuck!